Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Get Lifted with me, Lisa Snowden. For as long as I can remember, I have always been drawn to the Far East. I was lucky enough to go to Japan when I was 19, then from there, Thailand, a trip a year or so later to India, and then some time spent in China. So Eastern traditions and practices have always hugely appealed, especially Eastern philosophies when it comes to health and well-being. I wanted to call this episode of Get Lifted East Meets West to reflect my interest in combining Eastern and Western practices. In today's episode, we speak to Sarah Braddon, who is a cosmetic acupuncturist. Sarah is a yin, yang, and five elements practitioner, a reflexologist, and Reiki master.
The Chinese bloody nailed it, really, didn't they? You know, we're still going back to what these emperors and empresses were doing centuries and centuries ago, and not much has actually changed.
We also speak to Katie Brindle, who is a five-element Chinese practitioner, a massage therapist, reflexologist, a big advocate in Yang Sheng, which means self-care in Chinese. Katie is also the founder of HeyYu.
Life is no longer how long you live. It's how well you feel whilst you're alive. What are you doing with your life? How do you feel? And what are you going to do about it?
Now, before we kick off this episode, I just want to reiterate that we discuss a whole range of topics on the show. It's important for you to understand that I'm not a trained professional, and any advice that I give is purely my own opinion. Now, if you want to engage in any of the therapies, the services, anything that we discuss throughout the series or in this show today, just make sure that you always talk to a trained and accredited professional so they can tailor their service to your particular health and medical needs. It's really important that you bear that in mind and that you speak to your GP or your doctor before you change anything. But I do want you to enjoy this episode. Right, let's get lifted.
Hello.
There she is. Hello. Thank you for doing this, babe.
Sorry, oh my God. Thank you for having me.
You look really well. I can't wait to see you in the flesh, though.
Oh, and you.
So, Sarah, let's talk about acupuncture, the treatment as a whole, and looking at the tongue. You can see and tell so much about a person's state of well-being by looking at their tongue.
The tongue is such an amazing... we have to be careful not to call it a diagnostic tool, but, okay. You know, obviously for us as acupuncturists, it gives a really good overview of what exactly is going on in the system and any imbalances. So you can tell anything from the tongue, really. You can tell somebody's digestion, what's going on with their liver, their gallbladder, their heart, the bladder, the kidneys, the hormones, everything, the blood stagnation, if there's wind in the system. And that's a combination of colour, texture, cracks, grooves in the tongue, whether it's damp, whether it's dry, whether it's moving to one side.
Oh, really? What if it's just hanging out? If it's not...
Yeah, so if you were to open your mouth and see your tongue when you're sticking it out now, is straight down. If somebody were to stick their tongue out and it was to go to one left, then that might be an indication of more liver.
Oh, really?
You know, more aspects to do with the wind in the liver. Yeah, so the liver chi.
You know what? It's just so fascinating. And I remember when I first had acupuncture years ago and a Chinese doctor did it. And, you know, you talk about the organs in such a way that as the patient, you just feel like, oh, my God, is something really seriously wrong with me? But yes. It's because you take the pulse on the wrists as well, so you can listen to the beat of the, of the organs as well.
Yeah, so you use the pulse as also another diagnosis. I mean, we are very holistic in what we do. So we talk about the organs very matter of factly because it's everything. It's why we feel the way we feel. You know, our organs play a massive part on not just how we feel, but how we look. So acupuncture can be so life-changing that actually we just talk so matter-of-factly about it. There's nothing to be scared of when we talk like that. It's just I think when we're very used to going to our own doctors, and when you're talking about something like the liver, it's normally because there's something wrong, but it's not. When we look at ourselves holistically, it's all a bit of our moving parts. You know, it's everything. It's the blood, it's the chi, it's the flowing of the river. So I would say to people not to be fearful of us when we talk so matter-of-factly. It's about, you know, we're just talking about the mechanics of the body, like the mechanics of the car.
So with your treatment, because obviously it is cosmetic acupuncture, but you treat the whole body at the same time. Yeah. And not only that, you get really good results immediately whenever you've done needling on me. And honestly, if anybody hasn't done acupuncture before, it really doesn't hurt. And if you've seen me looking like Hellraiser on my Instagram, it's because we've worked up to it. Haven't we, Sarah? It's not like we just jumped straight in and did it. It works so efficiently and quickly, and the body responds so well. So how does that work, and why does it work?
So very often, I mean, the pictures that you post as well, I mean, you do look like Hellraiser, but you know,
we had 300 needles in one time. Yeah, I was really proud of that.
Yeah. I mean, I would never treat anyone like that straight away. It's important that you step up, and it's important that you work with each individual's body and energy. And I think sometimes the body just needs a gentle nudge. And for me, there's no point in just working on the face if we're not going to be supporting all of the systems. So everything will play a massive part on not just how we feel, but how we look. And I like to use the microsystem acupuncture, the cosmetic acupuncture, and traditional acupuncture points. I also then use the activated oxygen, which sits up your nose and around the ears as it would if you were in hospital, let's say. And we use the light therapy on the body and on the face. And we work with the reflexology. When we say we, I mean the royal we, as in myself. Yeah. And Reiki. So I'm coming from it at all angles. You know, I'm leaving no stone unturned. That might feel like it's too much going on at once. And I would never, you know, it's really important that you never overstimulate anyone. And that's why no two treatments are ever the same. I would really make sure that each session is exactly what your body needs on that day. Having these tools where you can read the body, like the tongues, reading the face is a really interesting one. The pulse and the ears. I mean, the ears are another really helpful insight to what's going on in somebody's well-being. And so sometimes if somebody's had a facelift or if they've had Botox or fillers, then maybe the facial reading would be slightly off, but you can normally then get a gauge by reading other.
How do you do that? Tell me about the face. Tell me about some of the sort of the telltale signs of how you read a face.
So if somebody's really heavy around the nose and mouth here, so if somebody's lines are quite heavy or there's a real sort of heaviness, it's normally very digestive, sort of intestinal stuff. So when I was really ill, part of my journey of now doing what I do, when I was really poorly, those lines, I mean, it was like somebody had like axed two big lines down the side of my
deep
face.
Grooves there.
Grooves, yeah. Around the eyes, you've got your kidney energy. You've got your forehead with certain lines. There are certain lines where you probably tell if somebody's had a bit more trauma.
Gosh, that is incredible. Katie, hi.
Hi, Lisa. It's so lovely to be here. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
No, thank you. Okay, so let's talk about you, Katie Brindle, and how your healing journey, like how did you get to this stage that you're at now?
The original story is I actually wanted to be a singer. And then I had this car crash when I was in my early 20s.
And the car crash just resulted in a really severe whiplash injury, which is awful in its own right. But in my particular instance, it completely annihilated my singing voice. In fact, I couldn't speak. My voice went really husky. Just my life crashed with the crash. And then I didn't really know what I was going to do. I'd never really thought about any other career other than singing. And by which point I was in agony. I couldn't work because I couldn't sit up straight. I couldn't sit up for any period of time. I had to keep lying down. Then I didn't have any money. Then I couldn't sort of sort myself out because I went to my Western GP and they were very good and they recommended all sorts of things and nothing worked. That's the problem. And then it was a sort of scroll forward of about sort of 7 or 8 years when I went into one of those TCM clinics on the high street. It had £10 of massage for 10 minutes. And I went in and the practitioner in there did gua sha, and that was the moment that I then sort of had this great epiphany and was like, wow, this is amazing, and decided there and then that was it. So I then jacked in sort of the job I was then doing, which was marketing. I was kind of all right at it. I just felt like I was peddling someone else's life at that point. I wasn't being my true self. And then I kind of walked out of there and just thought, right, that's it. And I literally jacked in my job. I jacked in my boyfriend. I moved out. I was living with him. I moved out. Like my whole life, I just said, right, I've had enough. And I sort of swept it all away in a rather bold moment and then slightly was a bit nervous afterwards. And then studied massage therapy and then added in reflexology and then eventually added in acupuncture and then eventually really focused in on the self-care, which is where you found me now.
So from that first treatment with the gua sha, did you notice a huge difference in the way your body felt?
Yeah, it was like night and day. I mean, I went in there a kind of tearful, crying wreck. And I was literally, I'd been in Sainsbury's with my mother. Honestly, it was so domestic. It was so boring. It wasn't some amazing thing. We'd gone to Sainsbury's. We were walking to the car. My neck was killing me as usual. But like so many people in pain, you get used to it. You live with it. You just deal with it. You just accept it. You just kind of just, it aches, but you just kind of get on with things because you've just given up. You've tried everything. Nothing worked. And we just walked past the shop window. And I remember saying to my mom, I was like, oh God, mom, my shoulder hurts so much. Oh, I just need someone to do something. I don't even care what. I just want someone to touch it or help or do it. And my mom, actually, bless her, she paid the £10 and she went, oh, it's all right. We'll just go in. It's only 10 minutes. I'll sit with you. And it just so happened that the guy that did it was just really expert. I mean, there's a lot of variations between standards of therapists and treatments and who knows what. But in this, I was lucky. In this particular instance, this guy happened to really know his stuff. And it just solved the problem right there. I mean, what came up was horrendous. I mean, it was when you did it with me, it was purple. Mm. And, you know, it was a sight to behold because he was saying, look, you're going to get a big mark from this. Are you going to be okay with that? I was like, yes, it was working. Please carry on, carry on. And actually, in the end, he did 20 minutes because I just said, please carry on. I could just feel it releasing. And the pain went. I mean, it went entirely. It was literally like night and day. And I couldn't. And then I literally sort of walked back out onto the Edgware High Road, you know, and there I was, this healed woman going, wow. And it changed my life.
So what does gua sha mean? Just give us the definition and I want to know exactly what it is doing to the body, to the tissues, to the fibres, to everything.
Okay, so gua means press stroke and sha means rash. Okay, now here we go, the word rash. Everyone's like, ugh. Okay, now when you're doing it for beauty, I've softened the translation slightly to just sound a bit more appealing because the word rash on your face is not something that anybody would want to do. So when you're using a soft crystal on your face, it's a flush. Okay, when you're working on your body, which is why you need a metal tool or something strong on the body, you want to create that kind of that density, that red kind of a more intense, less of a flush, more of a rash, which ultimately can even turn into a bruise. But that's not, it sounds awful. People go, oh my God, this woman's asking people to bruise themselves. It's not at all. What you're doing is you're working really intensely with this amazing thing called the microcirculation that sits just under the surface of the skin. So if we take that into the beauty treatment, which is where the market opened first, okay? The beauty industry is brilliant because as long as it works and as long as it's you can explain it, mm-hmm. then they will open their arms to it and go, great, this is great, this works. And the idea when you're press stroking the crystal over the surface of the skin is that you're basically increasing microcirculation by up to 400%. And that's how it works. Now, there's a bit more to it as well. First, you're allowing high levels of oxygenated blood up into the surface of the skin. That's always going to be good. The second thing, though, when you're using a crystal on the skin, so it's a tool, is that what you're doing is you're relaxing the muscles. So you're working not only with the microcirculation, what you're doing is you're actually reversing the stress response. And you see, people are aware of the stress response. We know we get stressed, but I don't think people quite appreciate what it does to your face. So people could quite easily be buying expensive supplements or spending money on a really healthy diet or buying maybe expensive sort of, you know, face creams and things. But the reality is, in order to pay for that, we have to work. And in order to work, we tend to get quite stressed in this day and age. And what that is doing is the body will take circulation from what it deems to be the peripheral organs, which is the digestion and the skin. Mm-hmm. And then it puts that blood into the muscles for fight or flight. So when you're dealing with your face, what's going on is that that stress response is creating tension. It's moving the blood flow away from the skin, which is why it starts to get papery and dehydrated and breakouts because it's not being nourished. It's then putting it into the muscles of the face, which means the muscles are then going into contorted expressions of negativity because the organs also get involved and they are expressed in our face like an angry expression when we scrunch up our brows and sort of go like that. Okay, that is what we don't want. That's what we end up kind of Botoxing out or going, oh, I don't like that. I don't look very nice. But the reason that's happening is because you're expressing all of this stress that you're doing. So the trick to all of this, to unravel that in literally just 1 minute, is to grab these crystals and use them morning and night as part of your beauty routine to simply reverse it, to unlock the blood stuck in these negative expressions on the face, to ease the blood out, to allow it back into the skin, to allow the lymphatics to clear any toxicity, and then allow this beautiful nourished blood back into the surface of the skin. Nourishing the skin really from the inside out. And I think that is this lovely, gorgeous, radiant glow that everyone comments on, that you yourself have witnessed, that nothing else, I don't think, brings it up in the same way.
Sarah, let's talk about your treatment, facial acupuncture.
When people come to see me, initially they just think that they're coming in from the aesthetic point of view, which of course is absolutely fine. And then when you start to look at them, and you can make such big changes, even in one session, because people just don't realise how much stress they're holding on to. So the fact that they can't do anything for 90 minutes and they're just literally under the lights and all the needles, they're a bit like, well, I can't bloody move, so I guess I'm going to have to surrender to this and just, like, have a nap or something.
You're like, whoop, now she's on my feet. Whoop, yeah. Now she's... what's she doing now? But honestly, it's a really relaxing treatment. I'm making out it's not. It, 90 minutes goes way too fast. I could stay there for 3 hours even more. I love it. I love the lights. I love the lights that go on my tummy automatically. Yeah. You put these lights on my tummy and they do this sort of like disco move. And I don't exactly know what it's doing.
Well, it's great because the LED, when you work with LED on the body, it really oxygenates the blood and the cells. So it really calms any inflammation, but also the organs love it. I mean, it's like a fine tuning session. Do you know what I mean? It's like going for your MOT. You know,
my belly goes.
Yeah, great for digestive issues, the intestines, any constipation or anything like that. It gets it all moving. So very often, you know, the stomach will start talking, but also as well, that's your energy talking. So it's about flipping that energy. So very often people are like that, oh, I'm really sorry, I don't know what's happened, I'm not hungry. No, it's your energy, everything's flowing, the chi, the blood, we're getting everything rocking and rolling. And then so even the most, I would say, not tough clients, but you know, the ones that are just like, no, I don't care about any of that, I just, can you just sort that line out in the middle of my head, you know, and they'll take me into a mirror, no, just look, just want that line gone, can you just sort that out? And I'm like, okay, but we have to deal with everything. And they're a bit sort of dismissive. Okay, well, all right, we'll just do your thing and I'll go. And then by the time that they've left, they're so floating and happy and hugging and like, oh, I feel amazing. And off they go. And I said, well, you've not even looked in the mirror. You spent 10 minutes showing me that line in between your eyebrow. And like, well, I don't care. And of course, that it's because that's not their focus, because they feel so amazing. And that's why, you know, the beauty of beauty is feeling good from inside out. And you get that you know, and I know it's such a cliche, it's inside out, but it really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It lifts you. And I mean, this podcast is called Get Lifted. And actually, when I have the treatment with you, that is it's like I'm always tuned into my highest vibration of me. Yeah. It's like, I can't even explain it. I feel so high on my own supply. Like I feel just like, woo! And but also serene. It's not like you've had like an espresso. It's more of a really uplifted feeling. And you just feel like you've got this shield around you and you're like, nothing can infiltrate this happiness.
And that's your own body doing that. You know, I have the tools to help you to do that, but it's your own body. And our bodies are so clever in responding. And sometimes just a little gentle nudge, 90 minutes out for yourself with stuff that actually makes you stop.
Yeah.
Katie, body gua sha, which I just think is absolutely amazing. It's helped me so much.
It really is. Body gua sha is, you'll be really careful because obviously we can't make medicinal claims, so we don't. But there is research, I'm not attaching research to my products. I'm just talking about gua sha has been researched. And traditionally, it's been used for relief of pain, fevers, inflammation, coughs, and mastitis. It's brilliant for mastitis. And they've done all these studies on it. So it's not like this is some new thing that no one's ever heard of. I mean, this has been in existence for thousands of years. And it started life as a domestic treatment. That's what it was for. I mean, you know, if you think about it back in the day, you know, people didn't have NHS hospitals up the road. It wasn't like that. You know, people lived in remote areas. And if you couldn't access things that you could do for yourselves using plants in your garden or stones or byproducts of having animals that you were working with, you know, whatever it was, people would use in order to heal because you'd save lives. So that's where this stuff has come from. And it works. This is the thing. It's proven by history. It's served billions of people for thousands of years. It's only in the last sort of 20 years that scientific studies are now proving this stuff that sort of people have kind of been doing anyway. But it really does work.
And you've brought it into mainstream really here in the UK, haven't you? I mean, you're the founder of Hey You, so you literally have put gua sha on the map.
I mean, other brands had it as well, but I think it's been a bit of a lifelong mission for me, having qualified as a Chinese practitioner and I've studied extensively all these amazing self-care techniques. So it comes under the title of Yang Sheng, which is a bit like Ayurveda. And people have heard of Ayurveda. So it's like, okay, well, Yang Sheng's a similar thing. It means nurture life. It's basically taking eating five a day and doing 10,000 steps to a whole new stratosphere where you can really make a massive difference to how you feel and how you look by understanding a few simple techniques that you can do and fit effortlessly into your everyday life, like you and I have, you know. And they work. They work like a toothbrush straight away. It's like, wow, I feel, oh, my teeth feel nice and clean. Oh, that feels nice. Same with my skin. You know, the minute I do gua sha on my face, my skin just goes doing like yours does.
Yeah.
And it keeps improving. It's lovely. I love it. I'm so proud of my age now.
But the Body Restorer, I think, is a game changer because I was really unhappy at the beginning of this year, like in a lot of pain. And I think it came from a place where I've been doing a lot of healing, a lot of breath work, a lot of gratitude, a lot of digging a little deeper. That was one of the good things that came out of the pandemic. You know, there's not that many things that came out of it. But from the pandemic, I did take time out, which of course we all had to, but I did dig very deep and start to really try and process a lot of these emotions and feelings that I'd buried deep. And along with that came a lot of this sort of healing crisis, a lot of pain. And I remember saying to you, like, I'm in absolute agony. Like even going for a walk, it was like pins and needles all down my arm and I couldn't get comfortable. And, you know, your story really resonated with me, the fact that you'd had the car crash and you'd healed yourself. And I was like, I know that I have the power to heal myself. I just need to tap into these tools. So that's kind of what I wanted to get across in this podcast. And I just want people to be able to implement these techniques, you know, tap into these techniques so that they can make themselves feel better. The Body Restorer is amazing. George is always like, please stop, because he sees the sha coming up, which is the red rash. And he's just like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, please, 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 can you just do that area? Because like sometimes I can't get to some of those spots. And he doesn't really like doing it. But I think now he realizes that it's just a very superficial redness.
And it's a bit of a mark of suffering, in my opinion, because it's kind of like it's better out than in.
Yeah.
So the minute you see that on the skin, it's gone out of the body now. It's like, oh, thank God. because the body will then just take that away. And just to say to anyone that I'm very aware of the difference between face gua sha and body gua sha. Face gua sha is a very glamorous sister. Okay. It's very appealing. It's really easy. Everyone's doing it now. There's nothing to sell anymore. It was when I brought it in, everyone was kind of like, oh, what's this? Who are you? And what's that? Now it's kind of like everyone's heard of it. Now, body gua sha, which is the next thing, the reason, because if it's so great, why on earth did, for example, Chinese people not bring it into the mainstream at the second half of last century? I mean, why didn't they? Well, because interestingly, there is a film about it made in America where basically this Chinese doctor did gua sha on a patient and ended up in prison because they thought he'd attacked the patient. Okay, oh because God. When you come to a clinic and we do this stuff on you, you pay money. Okay, so me as a therapist, as a Chinese medicine practitioner, if you're going to pay me £50 to £100 to do something, I've got to really elicit a response in your body or you're wasting your money. Whereas when you're doing it for yourself and you've got the wonders of Instagram and the interaction of social media to give you the confidence to do it, once you've bought the tool, you don't have to buy it again. It lasts forever. So you don't have to go very hard. You can go really gently and stop after 6 sweeps, which is what we tell you to do. 6 press strokes and stop because it won't come up too red. It won't be overwhelming. You won't go into healing crisis because you're going really gently. And then all you do is you just repeat the next day. But if you're at home and you've just bought a tool, you think, oh, I don't know, just do 6 sweeps and you'll get the hang of it. And then you repeat the next day and repeat the next day.
Yeah.
The tool's not going anywhere. I've got tools here from 10 years ago. They last. Great.
They do last. I mean,
no
I bought my tool.
No plastic, no charger.
No,
you know,
exactly.
It's not gonna break. You know,
people are always like, how do I clean them? And I'm like, just wash them.
Just
rinse them under water. It's super simple. They're really low maintenance. And then with the crystal ones, just stick them under the full moon in the, on the window ledge or in the garden. And just to really like get their pure potential from that, charging them under the moon.
Or bless them with, I know I now sound a bit woo-woo, but just send them an intention. Crystals carry energy and everything can be moved by your third eye intention. Everything. This is this kind of raising of consciousness that's going on right now. I think one thing that's come out of COVID is that people are starting to be aware that actually your inner problems can be eased. You know, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can take the edge off a bit because we all buy stuff to kind of like forget our woes. But actually, the true healing comes from inside our bodies. It comes from our thought processes, how we speak to ourselves in our inner dialogue. I mean, nothing can compare to that. We have thought frequencies that go on multiple times a second. There is nothing in the world that is going to compete with that. We have the power to unlock our bodies completely inside ourselves. And then the beauty of the whole thing, which I talk about in my Qigong lessons, is when you suffer, which, by the way, we all do. So you engage with my suffering. I know what you feel like when you have a bad shoulder. I know what that feels like. So I can help you. I can give you kindness and compassion because I understand your pain. That is a frequency. Everybody listening to this, I guarantee, has been through suffering and pain in their life. But the point is we all suffer. And the point of that suffering is that out of that, we can resonate with one another and give each other the greatest possible gift humanity could ever offer, which is the gift of compassion. Because if you've suffered in order to be compassionate, that is the most beautiful thing you could ever offer somebody, ever, to say, I understand your pain because I have also suffered and therefore I can go to the frequency of your pain. And that is something very relevant to the liver time that we're in right now. This is spring as we're talking. And the liver is all about compassion and kindness. And that is, in my opinion, as we're stepping in this country out of COVID, that is the energy that we can step into. We have all collectively suffered. And therefore, we can all collectively raise a consciousness to support each other. And it's all inside our bodies.
Sarah, I came to you initially and I saw on your Instagram page that it was a facial acupuncture treatment. So I was, you know, my mind is a beauty treatment. It's all about, you know, re-sculpting the face, awakening the muscles, giving the muscles a push in the right direction. But it's obviously so, so much more. And you were the first person that could actually really hit the nail on the head that I was going through this major hormone change. You were like, well, what is going on? And I remember so many times coming to you and just literally as soon as the needles go in, because you do the ears first, once you've looked at the tongue and felt the pulse, you do the ears first. And it's almost like my body just goes, and it's almost like you deflate a balloon. It's just the air comes out and all that sort of pent up anxiety and stress.
And
just,
it can be quite emotional as well at that point.
Tears just running down my cheeks, just not sobbing, but just the sort of that feeling of relief.
Yeah. I don't like to say that that's common, but it's such release because we just, we hold on to so much and sometimes we don't realise. Do you know what I mean? So we call them like the acupuncture tears, but it's not necessarily that you're sad lying on the bed or, you know, because then people say, I don't even know why I'm crying. Why am I crying? Well, you're not. You're just releasing. Yeah. You're letting go. It's the unblocking of the river, allowing that flow.
It's like not a double whammy, it's a quadruple whammy because you're working on the muscle tone, the energy flow, there's so many things.
The health of the skin. We've always been restricted about what we say with cosmetic acupuncture, but, you know, there's now more and more overwhelming science behind the fact that we actually can change the structure of the skin. You know, that whole aging, the epigenetics that we can do with acupuncture is phenomenal on the cosmetic side. So when you're working from that superficial level in terms of what we're doing aesthetically, you're working on the health of the skin, you're softening the wrinkles, you're keeping the bone density, the muscle tone, the collagen, the elastin. So you're able to work on all of these aging concerns because they are a symptom of getting older. So you can absolutely support that with cosmetic acupuncture. And the results are phenomenal. It's the chi of life because what happens is we have less jing as we get older because it's like the wearing down of the battery. But what the acupuncture can do is support that life force that we need of the chi, the bloods, the fluids, and it keeps us strong, it keeps us young.
Sarah, how does it all work?
So for the muscle tone, we tend to treat the spleen. For skin conditions, we tend to treat the lungs and the lifting. For skin colouring, we treat the heart. And for wrinkles and skin discoloration, you treat the liver. So there's always a supporting of different organs to support the way that we look cosmetically. Everything supports everything. So
yeah,
the organs play a massive part on obviously not just how we look, but how we feel.
And if you haven't ever had acupuncture, it could be quite confusing to say that, oh, you're just going to treat the lungs, which means that in my mind, you would just be putting needles in the area where the lungs are or where the area where the kidney is. But it's not. It's like the ears, it's in the wrists, it's in the feet. It's like different parts of the face. It's like they correlate to the different organs, don't they?
So if you think of your body a bit like a circuit board where you've just got these little points where you would put in, for example, there's a couple of great points on your face for your stomach, and then people go, oh, that's really sensitive, what's that? And if I say that's in relation to your digestion, well, on my face, you're like, well, yeah, because you have the meridian lines that run through all of your body, which I think is quite nice to describe like a circuit board. Is you're almost like joining the dots to create that light, so that smooth flowing chi. So that channel will run through your body, whether it's down your arm, your legs, from the top of your head. We have loads of these points all throughout our system. So if somebody's mobility is a little bit difficult, we have multiple ways of needling, which is amazing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Katie.
I wanted to talk to you about movement as well, because Qigong is something that you are such a big advocate for, and it's just been amazing for me too. I'm still learning. I think it's phenomenal. So just explain Qigong, because there's Tai Chi, Qigong, there's lots of different forms that it takes, and it is as a martial art, I guess. It originated from martial arts. Is that correct?
Well, okay, so first of all, Qigong means life force practice. Mm. Okay, so Qi means life force, like prana, and Gong means practice. And the idea is, because it's slightly new to us, even though it isn't, it's thousands of years old, but we're just kind of like getting to grips with it right now, is that in order to be healthy and in order to have a lovely contoured sculpted body, which I'm sure everyone would love to have if they possibly could, you need to strengthen the life force inside the body. And the thing is in the West is that life force isn't something that we talk about particularly. We don't really understand. We talk about energy and we talk about feeling tired. But the reason why we feel tired is because this life force circulates inside the body, and it's got this amazing kind of movement that it follows. It follows largely the nervous system, and it moves all over the body, and it's controlled by the organs, which is why in Chinese medicine, we always say that the organs are responsible for the health of the body. And it's a very different way of approaching health. And it's a useful way, because once you've got your head around that, that's when the self-care techniques come in, because you then understand what you need to do, because you've got to strengthen them. And the problem is Western living is very detrimental to the quality of our energy. We scatter it, dissipate it, abuse it, burn the candle at both ends, we're stressed. We didn't even know we needed to strengthen it back up again. We didn't even know we needed to do it. So suddenly you've got this beautiful exercise that's come in, which really started, Qigong's been in this country for about the last probably 50 years, I'd say, but not in a big way. I mean, not many people have heard of it. And as a huge advocate of it, because as a typical person in the health industry, I've had many health issues in my life. It's often the way. It goes with the turf. You tend to have to suffer in order to work it out, and then you can explain to people what to do. And that is very much the story of my life. It's happened many times. And I was extremely ill after the birth of my twins. I was in intensive care. I nearly died giving birth. I was really, really sick. Then I was breastfeeding twins. So now I'm massively sleep deprived. I mean, the whole thing, I just completely flatlined. And that's when I really started to understand Qigong, and I started to build up my body resources by using these amazing exercises, and it absolutely worked. Everyone comments on my energy, everyone. And really the idea of the whole offering which I bring is I'm kind of like, I suppose, the spearhead of the arrow, kind of banging the drum, going, do you know what? You can actually do quite a lot for yourself if you actually understand how, and if we just join it all together rather than one person over here saying this and another one over here saying that, and it all gets really confusing. And I think what's useful now is simplicity. And the fact that really what we're saying to people is, look, if you've never heard of any of this before and you're listening to this going, where do I start? Just buy a jade crystal and a tapper. Okay, just do that. Start with 1 minute and you will see immediately the difference. 1 minute on your face, you will see. 1 minute on your body, you will see. And then just commit to doing that for, say, a week or two. And then once you can start to really believe that we are right and that we are talking the truth, then you can start to build deeper into the practices. And then you can start adding in a bit of Qigong maybe twice a week, as well as going running or other things that you do, and slowly walk the walk. As Lao Tzu said, the journey of 10,000 miles starts with a single step. So start with a single step and just walk in. And we as a brand have kind of worked it out in terms of how to start at the beginning and take you all the way through, which is, Lisa, the journey that you're on.
Absolutely. And you can do it from whatever level you're at, wherever you are with your health as well. I mean, I really want my dad to start doing it. He's had surgery on his back last year, and I just think it would be something that would be so valuable to him. I have approached the subject and he's a little dubious because he's like, well, what is this? What does it mean? But I think initially, if you are wanting to start Qigong, it's just a really lovely place to start where, like you said, it just increases that energy in your body, that life force, that qi, and you just feel so light afterwards and calm but energized, like I always say that. And you can dip your toe in regardless of where you are health-wise, I think it's a game changer. It can really improve your immune system, your sleep, I mean everything,
your mental state, mood, your energy levels. I mean, we've just done a really good survey actually, and the mental health stuff is really, really good.
Sarah, the Chinese, I mean...
The Chinese bloody nailed it, really, didn't they? You know, what we're still going back to what these emperors and empresses were doing centuries and centuries ago, and not much has actually changed, except that we've probably done a few tweaks over here slightly, because... the needling over there from a cosmetic point of view, particularly the Korean style, is a little bit brutal. And, I'm not sure many people would come back if we would do it like that. But so we have certainly adapted it slightly. But the fundamentals of that teaching carries you all the way through life, no matter what age you are, you know, from a child, you know, from your teenage years to your adolescence to your growing over, you're 40 when you become a yindi fish. So menopausal, you know, we don't call it menopause in Chinese medicine.
What do you call it?
Being yindi deficiency.
That is just yin deficient.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice, much more gentle way?
In Chinese practice, we always say that the woman, when you start to be like that, it's really important not to think it's not a disease, you know, and all of a sudden it's like menopause, oh God, I've got this, that and the other. You've got to be really kind to yourself. Mm. And, you know, we often very much feel like we've been hit by a bus, we're losing our identity, we're coming a bit invisible. The Chinese say that this is your second spring, like this is your new lease of life. Like you've got to nurture what you've got, because actually this is your time again. It's almost like you're being reborn again, so this is your second spring. And what a lovely way to look at it, rather than thinking, oh, you know...
I'm old and knackered.
Old and knackered, no periods. I feel ugly. I feel fat. Everything's going wrong. We don't need to feel like that. We just need to look after ourselves in a different way. And, you know, with their families or whatever else, you know, now it's us time as women to look after ourselves in a different way.
I love that. It's brought tears to my eyes. A second spring. It's like a new
spring.
Yeah, it doesn't mean your life's over. This is the beginning of another life cycle.
Yeah, it's a rebirthing. And actually, I think it's a much nicer way of thinking of it.
Yeah, we just need the right tools in order to just feel the best that we can and to embrace that new phase of our life. That rebirthing is a really beautiful way to put it. Katie, what I really love is the second spring.
Ooh,
you know,
yes.
I think it's such a beautiful way to explain, you know, this new phase that us ladies are going through, you know, sort of late 40s,
yes.
Whether you're going through or into the menopause. I just think it's just such a beautiful way of looking at it. You know, it's so positive. It's so completely the opposite of what Western medicine or Western world, the attitude.
Well, why? Because life is a gift. I mean, we're so lucky to be here. I know it sucks extraordinarily at some points in time when you're like, oh my God, literally, I can't bear it. But the joy, especially right now in spring, you look outside your window and you just, everything's bursting into flowers. And I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of aging hippie down here in Somerset, but you know what? There is reasons to love your life. And being grateful is one of the highest virtues of the human soul. The gratitude for the very breath and the very loving people around you. If you start to kind of wonder and marvel and recreate your appetite for life, then what happens in the second spring is that I think it's a bit, if I may say, I'm sure I'm going to be heckled down for this, but I think we're still living in a bit of a misogynistic hangover. And I think there is still a little bit of references that we as ladies are still carrying around us, which if we are no longer shaggable and fertile, that like somehow or other we're kind of on a slag heap past our sell-by date and that's the end of us. And this is not true. Women are yin. Yin energy is long. We have our life ahead of us. When you get to your second spring, all that creative energy that in the past would have gone into breeding and rearing children, which remember women in the olden days, up to 15 children. Hello? God, I don't know how they did it. Seriously, I could just about, two pregnancies nearly killed me, but literally twice nearly killed me. So women in the olden days either died or on and on it went. And then what happened, if you were lucky enough to get to your second spring, which most people were not, then suddenly all that creative energy that went into producing life goes into yourself. So suddenly you've got all this deep creative power. And of course, the sort of the misogynistic 5,000 years that we're just exiting out of right now, they didn't like any of that. Keep women in their place, keep them quiet, strap them in, bind their feet or corset them in so that they're literally killing themselves. Otherwise they couldn't get married and therefore they had no power. And now suddenly we've come completely out of that, which means women, please Now that you finally have the ability to express yourselves and you have the legal right to do so, don't express yourself with Stepford wife, because why would we do that? And, you know, express yourself, be discerning. We're living in this amazing age now where we need to be discerning, careful who you're following, careful who's advising you, careful who's influencing you, and then influence yourself in the highest possible way. What do you want to do with all this? For the first time, you've got the freedom to make a choice. My mother didn't have this choice. My mother was dead by the age of 63. So that was the end of that. Her second spring was pretty long. She got cancer at 49. So that was that. But now we're in a position to do something about it. We have the option. Life is no longer how long you live. It's how well you feel whilst you're alive. What are you doing with your life? Mm. How do you feel? How do you feel? And what are you going to do about it? And who's going to help you?
Yeah.
Don't be influenced by toxicity. Just shut it down. That's what's so brilliant right now. You can just shut it all off and go, I'm only following these people. These people influence me in a really positive way. I love listening to them. They're great. I can think of some great examples. You as one of them. There's many of amazing, energetic and influencing environments that are basically giving us the will to live and the excitement of being alive and seeding it into our second spring. Who knows what we're going to do?
Who knows? It's so exciting. The world is literally our oyster, cooking up some really fun things. Sarah, what do you think the difference between the attitude of Chinese medicine versus sort of Western medicine? How do you deal with that, living in a Western world but practicing so many Eastern philosophies?
Well, for me, I think the two worlds can definitely meet, and I think they can dovetail really quite nicely, because we have amazing science and we should be able to use all of that information that we've learned with the research and stuff with the Chinese view of how best the body works as well. I think one of the downfalls here that we have is that everything is looked at so separately. So if you go like for a kidney infection, you know, they're only looking at your kidney infection. So you're just given the antibiotics rather than what's causing that, why is that causing that? And that's where Chinese medicine with the acupuncture, you support the system as a whole because it's never just one thing. Mm. For me, I find that side of the way that we view medicine in the Western world really frustrating, but that's why I love to use the combination of modern science in my treatments and with the ancient therapies, because for me, then I'm using the best from both worlds and bringing them together. And for me, that accelerates the results.
So, Katie, what does the future look like?
Where I see healthcare going in the future, which would be amazing, would be if it was all really joined up in an amazing way, it would be products like ours would be the toothbrush. So we're a bit like Colgate, I guess, or Listerine. You know, that's us over here, not overstepping the mark. Then you have highly qualified hygienists that work like we would be the therapists who would work ideally within the GP surgeries. They would be there integrated into the healthcare system so that they would be there making sure perhaps your father, for example, would be seen by a professional, that he or she would be qualified in perhaps three or four different modalities and therefore would have expertise, and they could take x-rays and that they could check and give the right advice, so that eventually you would see the doctor, say, every 6 months for a checkup. Like you do the dentist, the emphasis when you go to the dentist, if you do it correctly, is that they are checking to make sure you're all okay. And if you're not okay, they then do x-rays and then checking again, and then they start getting to work on the stuff. Wouldn't it be amazing if healthcare was like that?
Absolutely.
That actually you would not be seeing your GP when you had a problem. You would be seeing your GP before you had a problem. There would be comprehensive checks run on perhaps an annual basis to ensure that all your markers are correct and you got a clean bill of health and off you go. Now, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Now, we're not there yet. And there's many, many reasons why we may never get there. And that's okay. We are so privileged to have free healthcare in this country. We so are. But it's very important that when you're using these self-care techniques, to not then think that they are the be-all and end-all and that therefore we can just chuck everything else away. It's like they're designed to integrate into the existing system. You always consult a doctor, always, always. There, we have contraindications on our website everywhere. And if you're not sure, message us. And we will give you the contraindications, and we will often tell you to speak to your GP first and double check.
Yeah.
And one last thing to say, just because it's so important, because I see a lot of malpractice out there on social media with people, and I think the other thing to say is that especially with Qigong, if you're in any shape or form not sure or not well, is that this is why the breath is so important, because you see, breath in Chinese medicine is the number one healing modality to the body. So actually, your father, the first thing that he would be doing before anything would be doing the breathing techniques. And I'm very happy to recommend that, because I don't believe there'd be any doctor in this country that would say doing some breathing techniques would be bad or would be contraindicated in any shape or form. I really don't believe you can do any harm by meditating and breathing if it's being done under supervision. So I will always say to people, start with the breath.
Yeah. And I think on that note, we should end the podcast. You've been absolutely amazing. Obviously, the podcast is called Get Lifted, and I've been asking people, what would you say would be the one thing that lifts you?
Chinese medicine. Yeah. I mean, I know it's such a really obvious thing for me to say, but it's just so amazing. When I stumbled into this world, I felt like Carter 100 years ago, just like everyone was over there going, oh, there's nothing left. And I'm like, it's over here.
They're like, no, you've been looking in the wrong place. Yeah.
What are you doing looking over there? There's nothing there. It's all in here. It's all here. I'm sitting on Tutankhamun's cage. Guys, come over here. And it was like, what? And then I feel like I'm in the film Frozen and everyone's frozen. And I'm like, they're all in bubbles. I'll go, wake up. And they're like, what? Can't hear you. And now I'm like shouting. And now I've got to stop shouting, because actually people have woken up. And now I can calm down in response, going, okay, finally, I've got the floor. People are listening. Thank God. Because this wisdom is unparalleled. It's amazing. And it's there. And it's served billions of people for thousands of years. It's incredible. It's so sophisticated and yet so simple. Yeah. And in my opinion, all it needed was just a little bit of a translator at the beginning, which I guess was me. I feel like the mouthpiece. I am not the French horn. I'm the bit beforehand. It's this incredible, sophisticated understanding of life, the world, the universe, your spirit, the reason for being alive, why you're in pain, why you're feeling the way you're feeling, why you've got the situation you're in. The whole thing is explained. There's no such thing in Chinese medicine. Oh, we don't know. Oh, no, we haven't worked that out yet. It's like they've worked it all out. It's all been done. It might sound a bit unfamiliar, but that's okay. I'll explain that bit. But
yeah.
And then the great thing is that I can then conduit you into this cave of wonders behind me of these amazingly brilliant people like Mantak Chia and Jeffrey Wan and Lillian Bridges and, oh God, Stuart Onson. I mean, they're there. They're all so amazing and they know so much, and I haven't got enough hours in the day to learn everything there is to say. All I can do is just get, I picked my bit, which is the beginning, the 1 minute bit, to say, right, just believe me, please. It's true and it works. And then go into your journey of 10,000 steps, because these people are alive. This information is in translation. It's there for you to enjoy. It's not just me. I haven't got the copyright on this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, this is why I like to explain it and give it all away. I'm like, well, if you could buy some products along the way, that'd be great, because then I can pay my team and give money to charity, which I'm very excited about. But, you know, but heal yourself. And I think that was the other reason that the brand was called Hey You, was it's that you, let me help you with your journey. And how, which is integrated into the brand, which is the Mandarin word for good or just so or correct or absolutely. It's kind of, it's like that. And I love that, because to me, it's kind of absorbed my two energies going into this brand, which is the absolute commitment to help people get well. I really, really want to do it in the right way. And that does not mean by overstepping the mark. You know, there's a massive guardrail right down here, which is like, we go to here. At this point, you see a GP. You got a lump on your leg, you got to phone your doctor. Like, there's no point ringing me and going, oh, can I just tap it? I go, oh, yeah, you'd be all right. That's irresponsible. And then you've got these amazing people behind, and the floor is open to start reading from these people. They're masters for a reason. They didn't just give themselves names and titles.
Wowzers, Katie. I just love your passion. Thank you so much. And Sarah, how do you get lifted?
So what lifts me is being in nature, having my feet in the grass, being with my family, my friends, dancing, music. Being connected with my nearest and dearest and nature.
Well, there you go. Another episode bites the dust. Huge thanks to my incredible guests today, Katie Brindle and Sarah Braddon. I will put all of the information up onto the website, getliftedpodcast.com. So you can find Katie, you can find Sarah, you can book treatments, you can go and look at Katie's amazing products at Hey You, buy your gua sha, your body restorer. She also has this amazing bamboo tapper as well. For those that know, you know, it's brilliant. It really just helps to kind of increase that chi, that
energy flow in our bodies, and I absolutely love it. So yeah, so the tapa, the gua sha. Also, Katie's got a book called Yang Sheng, which means self-care. So you'll find it all up on Katie's website, which I'll put all the details for. And then, of course, Sarah Braddon is incredible, the most amazing cosmetic acupuncturist. And as you know, I explained in this episode, it's not just about treating the face. It treats the whole body, the whole system, which is why I just love these treatments so much. Thank you once again for listening, for having an open mind. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. Send me a message on the website, getliftedpodcast.com. Also, I would love it if you could rate and review this episode on Apple, on Acast, and then if you're listening on Spotify and Amazon, just thank you for listening. But yeah, I do see your messages, and so I love it when I get to see the reviews. It really does make me so, so happy. We are coming to the end of the series. Next week, we're going to speak to Joe Dean, who is the composer, the creator of this music. It's called The Love. Joe's project is called Natural Symphonies Live, and it's made with the power of plants. And if you've been wondering this whole series, how the hell does he do it? Well, I'm going to pick his brains in next week's episode, which I've called The Power of Plants. So until then, have a really great week. I'm sending you lots of love. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.